Yeah. You know what? It was an interesting 24 hours. I felt like I got traded a few times and I was back in Vegas a few times. It was one of those things where you don't know what to believe. I actually had to put my phone down for a while. I was like, I just need to recuperate for a minute here until I find out what's actually true. yeah, it was. I was at my aunt and uncle's place last night, just out on the farm, just helping out. So it was an interesting evening, a lot of emotion. But you know what? With each passing hour here, as we've been getting, I hear from more and more guys, and speaking with the coaching staff and Mr. Benning, it's you start to get a real excitement about the opportunity that's that kind of laid out in front of you here.
Can you compare it to when you moved from Washington to Vegas? Like it was a different circumstance, obviously, expansion draft, and I guess the Caps could only protect so many players. But you really established yourself in Vegas. You signed the contract. You're a really important part of the team, and now you're moving again. Was it a different experience for you?
Oh yeah, I would say it's about a complete 180. Just for the fact that in Washington, it really we knew something was coming down. Between Philip Grubauer and I, we both kind of knew, and that's had been the reports for a long period of time. From January on, you knew that there was something coming down the pipeline, and it just you go through, the playoff. You don't think about it, but it's always in the back of your mind where you get picked up by, when it comes time to, you're kind of half in, half out, not sure what's going to happen between the two of us. I get the call and I let him know that he's the one that's staying, and it's a much different situation than what we are in now, in my opinion. I mean, just because I was going from a perennial, President's Cup trophy playoff team to an expansion team that was supposed to suck. So you're kind of not sure how really to take it, right? But like you're like, you know what, it should be really fun. It's an interesting situation if it's Vegas. Now fast forward that to today, we just got done, we as in when I was in Vegas, got done playing, the Canucks, about a month and a half, a month or two ago, and that's fresh in your head, and you look at that team, you're one goal away from being knocked out and then moving on. It's a team that didn't quit and didn't go away, especially when they went down 3-1, and that's the type of team that you want to be on. That's the type of team that you want to look forward to, especially with a lot of young talent that's only going to get better and better as they gain more experience in this league.
And as far as coming to Vancouver, was there a decision you had to make, or was it essentially when the deal came on, you were going to end up in Vancouver, and did you, have to talk through it with some people, whether it's, Holtby that and Beagle, and I know Besser and you guys play on the Beauty League teams in the past. So, did you talk to those guys to kind of get a sense of what's going on?
No, there was nothing for me on my end. There was it wasn't if I have a that modified no trade, Vancouver's definitely not on it. So when it came down, it happened. And Braden Holtby was actually, I don't even think I knew the news yet, and he was already texting me. he's awesome. He's one of my best friends I've had in the game, which is it's awesome to be a part of, being his teammate again, and Jay as well. Brock, he cracks me up. Man, he's an excellent young talent. It's going to be fun to play on a team that you got a lot of guys that can wheel and deal. And like I said, for me, like I said, every hour that goes by, the excitement has been building. I've been a lot of guys, like I said, have reached out, and it just makes you feel that this is a good group, and that's really the biggest thing. Hockey, I love playing hockey, but it's even more fun being around the guys and doing the everyday things, coming to practice every day, getting on the plane rides, that's the type of things that you remember.
Well, and then when you look at this Canucks team, right? You mentioned you have guys that and you guys fit. I mean, you guys just barely got past Vancouver, not because you weren't outplaying them, it was because of the way Thatcher Demko stood on his head the final three games, right? But just playing that team now, seeing the way it's trending, and talking to the guys, and they are a close-knit group. Like, what do you think of the potential of this group and how you can fit in here?
Yeah, and you know, for me, I'm pretty high energy. I know Braden Holtby and I are probably the, I mean, to give you a little insight on him, him and I are probably the most opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, I probably won't shut up ever, and he, you know, is quiet and reserved and and pretty, you know, different from me. But you know, I like the way this, there's a lot of energy in the group. There's a lot of you know, feel from the locker room, and that's where, you know, I think I can thrive, you know, in the, especially in the room. Yeah, I'm a little bit goofy at times, but when it comes down to, you know, when it comes down to, you know, bringing your lunch pail and getting ready to go to work, you know, I've understood what it takes in this league to separate. You know, you gotta have fun in this league. You gotta have fun every day, but sometimes you gotta make sure that you're ready to rock and ready to go for, you know, when the game matters most. And so, I'm excited. There's a good buzz around this group. You know, there was a buzz around them in the bubble, you know, a couple months ago in Edmonton. And like I said, that's the type of thing that you want to be a part of, and you want to have, you know, kind of try and find your way with a group like this.
You played in, obviously, Washington, Vegas. They're two good hockey markets. Vegas is proving to be that, but now it's going to be your first time playing in Canada. What are your thoughts on that? And is that is there a little added bonus given some of the unrest in south of the border right now?
Playing with the big boys. That's that's what it comes down to, you know. Welcome to the big show. You know, this is the epitome of the hockey world. And you know what? I love playing hockey. I mean, between you guys and I mean, they pay me to have fun every day. I mean, I can't turn that down, you know? And so that's why I see this as an opportunity to go to a team that's, like I said, that has the buzz around them, that has it. Like I said, this has been my, you know, this was my favorite place to visit on the road whenever my last 6, 7 years in the league. You know, it was always Circle of Vancouver. I love the city. I love the buzz about it. I love being by the water. You know, everyone, I haven't really ran into, you know, any bad people. It's good, you know, great places to be. And I haven't heard a bad thing about anyone that's played here. So, and that's the, you know, obviously there's a little bit more, there's more expectations playing in the Canadian market. But hey, if there isn't an expectation that we're going out and trying to win every night, well then that expectation's not met in my book.
Well, and for you personally, right? Like, as a player who had to kind of earn his way to get this opportunity, you know what happened in Washington too, and you became available. You end up on Vegas. Your attitude too, right? I mean, you're always you're in a good mood. You're funny. You're personable. I know the guys that I talk to that know you say similar things. How much did your kind of demeanor really help you, especially early in your career, as you kind of waited for that opportunity to become the player you now are?
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing that I try and communicate with young guys is, a man, I mean, even myself, there are going to be down days. You're going to have days you don't play well. It's going to be hard. You know, you're most of the time, as players, we are our own worst enemy. And to be able to try and bypass that, I mean, I was pretty, you know, there's 3 years in a row when I was in Washington, they traded for a defenseman at the deadline to take my spot. It's hard to
Right.
swallow. It's hard to swallow. And then, you know, you get an opportunity and you just got to run with it. You know, you got to run with it. And my mentality was, it really kind of changed that last playoff run before I got picked up by Vegas. It was just, I mean, what was the worst thing they could do? Scratch me again? You know, at that point, it was like, I'm going to go out, I'm going to have fun, I'm loving what I'm doing, and I'm gonna let the chips fall where they may. If I go out and play the way I want to play, if I'm gonna go down, I'm gonna play hard. I'm gonna be, you know, emotionally invested and do the things the right way. And if it don't work out, it doesn't work out. And you can't, you know, fault yourself for something like that if you have that mentality. And that's what I've been trying to ingrain with myself and just speak with guys as best I can, because that's really the most important thing in this game is having that ability to shed, you know, a bad loss and be ready for the next one, or shed a bad game, because if that stuff starts to trickle in, then you get yourself in your own head, and then you get in trouble.
New Canucks defenseman Nate Schmidt joins us on the show. It's Walker and Sat and Sportsnet 650. I read a couple things today, Nate, about the Golden Knights and how maybe they're playing a dangerous game in terms of loyalty to players. There's been a lot of names out there, and you know the Marc-Andre Fleury stuff, which happened in the playoffs. Do you think it's just a business thing, or has Vegas kind of put their stick in the sand there, saying, "Hey, like we're just trying to get better. We don't care who we move out."
That's a tough question. You know, Marc-Andre is a guy that I look at, and he's one of the best human. I mean, and I'm guessing people all over understand this as well as the guys that have played with him. You know, he's one of the biggest personalities, one of the greatest guys. It was hard to see what happened, but you have a chance with Robin. You know, he's a fantastic goalie as well. So those things are difficult, and you understand. And it was tough for the room. And when things start getting tough on the room, I think is when you start finding how things are going to be going. You know, and then sure enough, Paul gets traded, and that was tough to see. Paul Stastny, and then with myself included, you know, it was hard. It was a tough pill to swallow. It was a tough time wrapping your head around it, because just the way that the communication was when you signed the contract versus where we stand present day. But yeah. Again, they're in a win mode mentality, a win now mentality. And, you know, I loved my teammates. I loved the guys, you know, you go to battle with those guys any day, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it does. It does come down to a business, and, you know, some things can be thrown to the wind when it really comes down to it. And so but like I said, when you really come down to it, when you really, you know, nuts and bolts of things, you know, you're looking at 12, 18 hours after this thing has already been done, you know, I'm in a good place, and I'm happy to be in a city, in a market. It's exciting for me to be. I've never been, like you said before, never been in the Canadian market, so it'll be fun for me, a new challenge, new test, and I can't wait for it.
And finally, before we let you go, I know you got to run here, Nate, but you are a lefty that can play the right side, and I know you've been put in situations where you've also been like the shutdown defensive, where you have offensive skill. How comfortable do you feel playing the right side as a lefty and your all-around game, and what Canucks fans can expect from you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I like to try and think of myself as a Swiss Army knife. You know, anything that we need, I can hopefully help with. I want to, you know, be a guy that is counted on, relied on to do those, to have those tough matchups and allow some of our really young, talented guys to flourish. But also, you know, chip in offensively as best you can. I mean, for me, it's about skating. It's about getting, you know, a D coach in my D coach in college used to always say, "Schmitty, get the puck to a skill guy." And I used to laugh, and I still laugh about it to this day. And I said, you know what? We got a lot of skilled forwards. You're right. Let's just get it to them. Let them do their thing. You got a dynamic player in Quinn Hughes. I got to make sure that I don't stop and stare sometimes when I'm watching him walk the blue line. Maybe in more of an amazement. But, you know, that's the type of things that, you know, I wish to bring. And I feel really, really comfortable playing the right, you know, and the left. It's just, for me, I've done it for the last how many years. I even did it in Washington for a while. So it's second nature to me at that point, and I have no problem playing over there.
Well, hey, man, we thank you for making time for us today. I was checking social media today, and it looks like Canuck fans are forgiving you for that big goal you scored in the in the playoff round there. But, man, all the best in the move to Vancouver.
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate you guys.